Hi, this is Roger Marsh for Family Talk with some exciting news. We've selected 18 of the most popular broadcasts of the past year and present them to you together on 6 audio CDs in the 2016 Family Talk Best of Broadcast Collection. Join Dr. Dobson and many incredible guests like Anne Graham Lotz, Dr. Robert Jeffers, and Eric Metaxas in this compelling audio collection. You can get your CD set as our thank you for a suggested donation of $50 or more to support Family Talk. Your gift today will be doubled by a generous matching grant. Join Dr. Dobson and Serving Families by calling 877-732-6825 or visit drjamesdobson.org.
Hello, my name is Tim.
And I'm David.
And we work in the stewardship department at Family Talk. And we want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. And thank you for your generosity to this ministry.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Today on Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Family Talk with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson. We are sharing the best broadcasts of the year with you this month, and today we have the conclusion of our three-part conversation with Julie Woodley. Now, Julie was sexually abused and trafficked as a child and eventually turned to a life of drugs and prostitution. But she met God in the depths of her despair. And now she dedicates her life to helping those who have been shattered by abuse and trauma to experience God's restoration. Julie is a speaker and an author and a counselor who specializes in post-abortion trauma and childhood sexual abuse. So many of you were blessed and encouraged by her story, making this one of our highest-rated broadcasts of the year. If you've missed any of the last two shows, by the way, just go to our website at drjamesdobson.org and download a copy to get caught up on the details of Julie's story. And before we get started, let me remind you that some of what she shares today may not be suitable for younger ears. Okay, with that, let's hear the moving conclusion of Julie Woodley's powerful story that's on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
So I went to the University of Minnesota to get an education, and I was on the university campus, and I started, you know, walking from job to job. Even though my parents had lots of money, I had to support myself through school. So I worked like three jobs, and I was always exhausted. But this girl started walking next to me, and she had like this glow about her, and she said, "Hi, my name's Michelle, and I'm a Christian." And I thought, oh, gag, I don't want to know who Christians are, because I'd had a lot of bad experiences with Christians. Because even if I said a little bit of my story, their eyes would glass over and they'd run away.
So how did Michelle help you?
Michelle asked me to Bible study that night, and I'm thinking, oh, gag, I do not want to study the Bible. But I wanted to be with her, and I wanted to experience what she was experiencing. So that night, they spoke of the love of God, and they said this term, born again, which I know it gets thrown out around a lot, but that was the best news ever, that I could start all over. I could be born again. They talked about that, and they talked about how Christ got on that cross and died for me. And I knew that right then. I knew that that was the most true thing I had ever heard. Mm-hmm. I started skipping down the University of Minnesota campus and sang the only song I knew, Jesus Loves Me, because they had taught me that the night before. And I walked into this, I was so excited. I walked into this hamburger place where I had worked, and I was so excited, you know, and I started reaching out to the wait staff, and, you know, God loves you, and you don't have to, you know, Liz, who, you know, was struggling with the lesbian lifestyle, you don't have to be gay because God made you, you know, God gave you a healthy sexuality, and you can be excited to be feminine. And
I love it. I love it.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, yeah. And you're still doing it.
Yeah.
You're
still
doing it.
It's like I can't stop. All this love just keeps overflowing no matter what I'm in, no matter what I've gone through. And I was telling Dr. Dobson that 3.5 weeks ago, actually, I had a brain tumor. I had brain surgery 3.5 weeks ago. 3.5 weeks ago.
Meg, this is incredible. Look at her forehead.
There is
no scar there.
I'm dumbfounded.
Two centimeter tumor there.
A week ago, I had a scar right here on my head, and people from around the country were praying that God would remove that scar. And I had to put a bandage on there before they prayed, took it off, and it's like the scar left.
Oh, Wow. I'm flabbergasted. That's amazing. Yeah.
And there was no metastasis?
No. It was just by a fluke that I had this tumor and that they found it and said, before, you know, it gets any bigger and you have symptoms, we're gonna remove this tumor. So
you need to speak now to the woman who is just going through what you went through.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe the circumstances are different, mm-hmm. but she's in need, mm-hmm. and she's hurting badly. What would you say if you have her in your clinic?
Mm-hmm. I'd put my arms around her, and I'd say, I'm so sorry that you had to go through this. I'm so, so sorry. I want you to know that you can be healed, that you can be restored, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what atrocity, no matter what trauma, that God has a new plan for you. And you can let go of that old identity of maybe feeling like a victim, and you can have a new identity where you can be victorious and you can be strong and you can fight on behalf of other women that have been abused. And God is going to come alongside you, and to the depths of who you are, He will go into that place with you, and He will call you His daughter. Mm. He will call you His beloved. He will rain His extravagant love to the depths of who you are. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is invite Him in. Invite Him into the trauma. Invite Him into the flashbacks. Invite Him into the nightmares, and He will come, and He will absolutely change your life.
Do you know, we're talking to real people mm-hmm. right now yeah. that are out there. And this woman, or mm-hmm. many of them, mm-hmm. are crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they never heard that mm-hmm. message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever told them mm-hmm. that healing is possible.
Yeah.
And that God loves you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you've been sold, if you've been trafficked, you shouldn't have had that happen. You are worth far more than anything, any treasure, anything in this world. You are worth the King of Kings coming alongside and being His daughter. You are the mm-hmm. daughter of the King of the universe. Mm-hmm. And you have the most high place with His King. With your heavenly Father. He's mm-hmm. not like your earthly father. If your father abused you, He is your true Father. Mm-hmm. And you may have to separate that from your earthly father. Yeah. You may have to separate who that true Father is.
I was going to ask you about that, mm-hmm. Julie. Was there ever a time where you sort of put your palm up to Christ or God the Father and said, I don't like fathers. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I'll see you as a, you know, sort of different. I can see you as a spirit, but mm-hmm. as my father, mm-hmm. ouch. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. Was ever, because I've seen women who really have a hard time with masculinity and mm-hmm. maleness mm-hmm. because they've been hurt so badly,
yeah.
and even having a hard time accepting Christ or loving or mm-hmm. accepting God's love for them, because that whole idea of maleness is so painful. Can you speak to that?
That's a great question. Yes. Well, just personally, I knew I needed to separate God the Father from who my earthly father was. Mm-hmm. And so I went away. I took my scriptures and I took the scriptures on who the Father of God was. And I went to this retreat place for like 3 days, locked myself in my room and said, I'm not going to leave this place until I find out who you are,
wow.
Father God.
That's seeking the Lord. Yeah, that is. Yeah.
And so I wrote down all the things that man who abused me, what he did to me and who he was. And then I wrote down everything who Father God, who he was to me. And I separated it.
Mm.
And I must tell you, in the beginning of that journey, I went to a retreat place where there was a desk, and in front of the desk, because I love to write, there was a mirror. And when I went into that retreat place, I didn't like myself because I had labeled myself who that man told me I was.
Sure.
And I needed to replace those lies. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to look in that mirror because I didn't like who I was. I didn't like how I looked. But I must say, by the end of that time where I locked myself in that room, God so separated in me who he was. He continually told me, I love you. You're my daughter. I'm proud that you're my daughter. He continually downloaded his love to me. So by the end of that time in that room, I looked in the mirror and I loved myself.
Oh, wow.
For the first time in my life, I loved myself. And I loved having a Father in heaven who loved me that way.
Julie, that is an absolutely wonderful testimony.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let me ask if you have come to a point of forgiveness for your father.
Yes.
And your mother and all of those men who abused you. Have you found forgiveness?
That's a great question. Even after I became a Christian, I still had a lot of anger in me, and it began to affect me physically. I developed an ulcer, and I knew I needed to let go and let go of the anger. And honestly, how I knew I needed that was because I didn't want to take my anger out on my children. I didn't want to take it out on anybody that was close to me and that I wanted to love. And so I decided I need to let go of this anger. So it was an incredible process. I said, God, I don't want to. I'm an action person. I don't want to just say I forgive. I want to make it an action. Show me how to do this action. Because honestly, in the beginning, I didn't want to do it. You know, I wanted to hold on to that anger. There was a lot of power in that. But I knew I needed to do that. And so at this point in my life where I made this decision, my ex-husband and I, we had four kids, and they were little. My youngest was just a baby. And I said, you know what? We need to go back to the Rocky Mountains of Montana, and I want my kids to see where I was raised, and I want them to meet their grandparents because they'd never had met them before. And I have their only grandchildren.
Yeah. Mm.
And so we got in a van, and we loaded the kids up, and we drove 1,400 miles from Minneapolis, Minnesota, to this town in Montana, and we drove across, you know, western Montana all that way, and I left a message on my way there on their phone. I will always have their phone memorized in my head, and I reached out and said, we're coming back, and we're bringing the kids with us. And so when we got there, you know, they have this great big house in this town, and I knocked on the door, and my mother answered the door, and she said, you're not allowed here.
Oh, you're kidding.
Wow.
And here I have her grandchildren in the car.
Wow.
And, you know, it's one thing being angry with what they did to me, but don't you dare hurt my children. That's right. What made me the angriest. Yeah. So I thought, okay, God, take me on this journey. So we went and rented a hotel room. And even though they had many houses in that town, they were very wealthy, rented this hotel room. And I was praying through the yearly Bible, and I was reading the story of Joseph. Wouldn't you know it? God gives you the scriptures that you need right in that time.
Bam, right there.
Yeah, right there. And I said, okay, then I need to listen to the story of Joseph in those scriptures, and I need to forgive the way that Joseph did. And so anyways, God said, this is what I want you to do. Step by step, he showed me what to do. And he said, I want you to call your parents and tell them that every night for the next 2 weeks while you're here, you're going to have dinner out on the picnic table outside of their house. And so I did. So I called and I left a message. I said, I know we're not welcome in your home, but for the next 2 weeks, we're going to have a picnic outside your home at the picnic table. And I'm going to bring the food, the paper plates. I'll do everything. I'll do the cleanup, everything. We just want you to join us.
Were they angry that you were there?
I left a message. After two nights, my dad came out. And he just sat there cold and just ate and then went back in. So he at night, he started to come out and have dinner. And, you know, I felt bad. Here the kids are. They're not interacting with
this
them.
This is your biological father.
This is the man, I think, that raised me. Yes,
as best you know.
As best I know. Yeah. Yep. And so we did that. And then the last day we were there, I thought, I want my mom to come out. And so I left a message and said, just want you to know, this is the last night we're here. I'd like for you to meet your grandchildren. And that last night she came out. She ate, not any interaction with the kids, coldly got up, went back in the house. And I thought, I have to do something. And so I got up from the table as my husband was packing up the kids. And I went and I knocked on the door and I said, Mom, can I come in for a minute? And she just coldly said, okay. And so I went in. I said, Mom. And I hugged her from behind because she was standing with her back towards me. Yeah. And I said, I just want you to know I forgive you.
Wow.
And I love you. And to the depths of who I am, I meant every word. And she just spun around and she just got tears in her eyes and started to cry. And she said, how could you ever forgive me? And I said, I can forgive you because God has forgiven me for so much. And I so love you. And then I went out on the driveway.
You are one strong lady.
Exactly. Yeah.
I had to do I had to do that for me. I had to let go of that anger. Mm-hmm. And I went out into the driveway and my father was standing there. And everybody was packed up in the van. I didn't know if he had said goodbye to them or whatever. But I went out and I hugged him. For the first time in my life, I wasn't repulsed by hugging him. I hugged him and I said, I just want you to know I forgive you and I love you. And he literally crumbled in a ball. Never had I seen him cry. And he said, how could you ever forgive me?
Wow.
And I said, because God has forgiven me and I love you and God forgives you.
Mm.
Mm. That's just almost breathtaking.
Yeah.
It is. Only the Lord can do that.
Only the Lord could let me let go of all that anger and unforgiveness, and I never saw them again.
Really?
But that was my last interaction, and that was the way that God...
So they have not since then made any contact with their grandchildren?
I've continually made contact with them, but no.
Hmm.
Well, that's in the Lord's hands.
And the sadness is they probably continued to live their days in tremendous shame.
Yeah.
But you shed that shame because of Christ.
Yeah.
And so they were in huge darkness and bondage, but you were set free.
And they have that choice. They can become.
Exactly.
And I continually give to them on birthdays and Christmas. I'll never, ever forget them. I'll send them flowers. I'll do my part, and I'll continue to forgive and love.
I don't think I've ever heard a story quite like that, Meg.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't either. I've heard, people who have been in so much pain or had a lot of pain inflicted on them by parents who, become estranged, and they forgive their parents, but not right to their face with a hug.
Yeah.
That's different. And I will say...
And remember, this abuse started when she was in kindergarten.
Yes, yes, yes. And as you've told your story, mm-hmm. I feel this anger towards your dad welling up in me, mm-hmm. thinking, oh, wow, but describing what you did at the end there is just, that's miraculous. Part of me, if I would have gone there and driven all that way with my husband and my children, I would have probably gotten in the car and turned around and gone back home. I just admit that now. But you stayed. So clearly you were allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you.
Well, I stayed, but I also put up boundaries. Forgiveness and trust are two separate issues. And I would never, ever trust them in the presence of my children. So I needed to separate those. And I don't trust them. But I needed to separate those out. I can love, but that doesn't mean I'm to trust.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
We had Dr. R.T. Kendall on the program talking about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. That was the number one program of the year because Dr. Kendall talked about what forgiveness is. Mm-hmm. You don't forgive because the other person was right.
Right.
You don't forgive because the other person asked you to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You forgive because God and the Scripture say you must.
Yes.
It's not optional. You must do it. You must let go of that anger. Mm. And it's so easy to talk about, and it is so hard to do. But what you did was as tough an assignment as I've ever heard.
Yeah. And it opens up this beautiful big space in you to love.
Julie, we're almost out of time. I want to take the last few minutes to talk about you and about your ministry and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking a lot. You are a counselor. You have a master's degree in counseling. Mm-hmm. And the Lord has really done remarkable things with you. Your children are grown now, and so you're out there trying to reach out to as many people as you can. How can they find you, and what materials do you have for them?
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, my ministry is called Restoring the Heart, and I've developed two films, two film curriculum, one called In the Wildflowers to help men and women heal from childhood sexual abuse wounds with the top Christian therapists and theologians in it. I'm sorry I didn't tape you for the next one. I'm going to tape you, Dr. Dobson. And then I also created another curriculum, DVD curriculum, for the trauma of post-abortion and to help people walk through the forgiveness and the love after post-abortion
wounds.
You've
experienced that.
I've experienced it. Wow. And as a therapist, I understand the deep, complex wounds of post-abortion trauma. So it's the first DVD curriculum for post-abortion trauma. So I've created those two curriculums, and I'm in the very beginning stage of creating a curriculum of healing for men and women that have been trafficked. You know, I understand that trauma, but more than that, I have great people around me that understand that trauma of being trafficked and how to help those wounded ones heal from being in that place. And that's a curriculum that is actually being produced by the makers of Fireproof, Facing the Giants,
oh, really?
David Nixon.
Is
yes.
that right?
David Nixon.
Sure, he worked
yes.
with us.
Yep, he's the producer of that DVD curriculum, and our prayer is that we can produce that hopefully in the next year, and then our prayer is that that would be translated globally so it will go around the world and help people to be able to really heal from those trauma wounds.
Wonderful.
Julie Woodley, you're a remarkable woman.
Thank you.
And
you've
just lived a very difficult life, but we can learn from what you have gone through. And I appreciate your coming and sharing these things and opening this side of you. And I just trust that Lord who reached out to you and wanted a relationship with you will guide you through the rest of your life.
And can I just say thank you? Thank you, Dr. Meeker and Dr. Dobson, for loving the wounded ones. You know, even though I didn't have earthly parents that could love me the way that should have, God has brought the most incredible people to be my family and to love me and to bring me for healing. And thank you for being there for those wounded ones.
Well, you can turn that around and say that.
Yeah, exactly.
That we thank you for being there for the wounded ones as well.
I feel inordinately blessed by having, you know, gotten to know you over these past days. And you're very, very inspiring. And I will say, you know, this is God's greatest work, is to go into those who've been wounded on so many different levels. And this is what he does so beautifully. And we can see it in you. And I'm very, very grateful that you allowed him in. And then you share him with us.
Thank you, Julie, for being here.
Thank you for letting me share God's story. He's writing it in me as we speak.
Wow. Yes, he is. Well, God bless you and all the wonderful, wonderful work that he has ahead for you.
Thank you. Bless you.
And come back and see us again.
I would love to. Yeah. Thank
right.
you. Thank you.
Whoa. Julie's story is an encouraging reminder that God is sovereign. Whatever story he's working out in your life right now, it will ultimately be for your good and his glory. I'm Roger Marsh, and you've been listening to a program from the Family Talk Best of the Best broadcast series. Dr. Dobson's guest for the last 3 days has been Julie Woodley, and her story is nothing short of amazing. Maybe some old pain resurfaced in your heart as you listened to this broadcast, something you may have stuffed away or ignored for years. If so, let me urge you to begin the healing process. You can call us at 877-732-6825, and we will help you find a trusted Christian counselor in your area. We'd also be happy to pray with you, too. So remember, call us at 877-732-6825. Julie's story is powerful and life-changing. So if you know someone who needs to hear this, or if you just want to listen to it again, you know you can download it from our website at drjamesdobson.org. We also have a link there for Julie's ministry as well, so you can find out more about any of the resources that she mentioned during our conversations. And while you're online, would you prayerfully consider how you can support the work of Family Talk? Right now, through the end of the year, every dollar you give will be matched thanks to a generous matching grant. So with your help, we can help twice as many families. Donate online at drjamesdobson.org or call us at 877-732-6825 to make your contribution. Thanks so much for standing with us financially. Thanks so much for your prayers as well. And be sure to join us again next time for another Best of the Best broadcast from Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning into our program today. You may know that Family Talk is a listener-supported program, and we remain on the air by your generosity, literally. If you can help us financially, we would certainly appreciate it. God's blessings to you all.